Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. This is Chris Conley. Evergreens lead 2-1, and the third period's about to get underway. How big would it be if the Evergreens could go up by two goals while on the power play? They'll have 1:08 to work with and a 5-on-4 advantage. Evergreens have been outshot in this game 23-13, but yet have a 2-1 lead. DC Everest Hockey is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. So there's still 1:08 left in the penalty to Drew Steinmetz. And the teams gather at center ice for the faceoff. Chris Babiarz is going to take the draw for the Evergreens. Puck drops and the third period is underway. Evergreens controlled it at center ice. Nate Bruns goes cross ice to Avery Allard. And the Evergreens will go right behind their net to set up this rush with a 5-on-4. Long pass to Nate Bruns. Bruns is onside. Evergreens have three, now four in the zone. Centering. Bruns put it on goal himself. Rebound opportunity from Babiarz off one of the sticks and out of play. Babiarz had a pretty good look there in front, but the shot did not come through cleanly. And with 48 seconds left in the power play, faceoff is going to come to Diebold's right. Babiarz again will take the draw for the Evergreens. And Babiarz controls. Nope, went back onto the stick of one of the Chi-High defenders and sent all the way down the ice. Evergreens will retreat and have to get it. Avery Allard is there. Allard now long center ice pass to Plaza. Plaza skates into the zone. He's now on the backhand side, and he had the puck stick checked away. Plaza is able to regain and tries to send it into the corner, but Chippewa Falls gets it out of there. Avery Allard retreats back at his own blue line, now rushing forward along the far boards. Evergreens are onside. Allard skates in as Plaza trailing the play. Allard's outside the circle on the far side. Now gives it to Babiarz. Evergreens are looking to center here. 7 seconds left on the man advantage. See if they'll get a final shot here. Babiarz is in the corner. He's got Allard back at the blue line, and he's got a man in front, too. We are back to even strength. Evergreens, Babiarz, backhand side, hit the post and bounces in and scores for DC Everest. Chris Babiarz deflected off the near post and went into the net at even strength, and the Evergreens are indeed up by two goals. The goal came at even strength, but just as the skater for Chi-High was getting back onto the ice. And with 15:47 to play in the game, the Evergreens are now up 3-1. We'll wait for information on the assist as the Evergreens go up 3-1. Mike Plaza is going to get the assist for DC Everest. And we will also give a helper to Nate Bruns. Bruns is a goal scorer and now has an assist as well. And the Evergreens, more importantly, have a 3-1 lead. Chippewa Falls again of the better scoring opportunities from behind the net. It's deflected in. It's another Evergreens goal. Chippewa Falls was trying to clear from behind their own net. And there was an Evergreen in front. And on that bad clearing pass, the Evergreens put it back into the net. And that's a careless giveaway from Chippewa Falls that may cost them the game as they now trail 4-1. And it came just 30 seconds after the Evergreens had just gone up. You almost feel sorry for Chi-High there because this is a much different game at 3-1 than it is at 4-1. And a Chippewa Falls defender was trying to clear it out from behind. Matthew Yonke, right man at the right time, gets credit for the goal here for DC Everest. And now the Evergreens are up 4-1. So what do you do now if you're Chi-High? You've outplayed the Evergreens for part of this game, but you don't have enough goals to show for it. And then you just gave up a cheap one on a turnover. Chippewa Falls controls the faceoff. Looks to center in front. This is desperation time for the Cardinals. Here's a shot on goal. Stick to side. Michael Moe covers up. Got a stick on the rebound there. Sitting on the doorstep and waiting for that was Craig Hansman. And Hansman had a scoring opportunity to get one of those back. So the Evergreens live dangerously here. 14 and a half minutes to play. Chi-High looks to hold the zone here. And they can't. Comes out to center ice. Slides all the way down. Chippewa Falls will have to retreat. Both the goals coming at even strength. Goals for Chris Babiarz, who hit the post and had it deflected in, and Matthew Yonke on a bad clearing pass was able to stuff it in sitting right in front of the net. Chi High is behind the Evergreens net. They are looking to center here. Centering pass to Austin Jordan. Jordan is the Chi High goal scorer. Went off his stick. Backhand opportunity there, and that one goes just wide. Tyler Anderson missed the far post, went behind the net. Chippewa Falls trying to keep the pressure on. They're three goals down now. And skating off the boards, Austin Jordan. Jordan was checked off the puck. Still hold the zone, though. Shot on goal, stick save, turned aside. Bailey Decker put it on the net. Michael Plaza with the long blade got it out of there, and it deflects into the crowd for a stoppage. D.C. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Michael Moe with a faceoff coming to his right. Babiarz controlled the draw. That was put on goal, and Michael Moe covers it up with 13:49 to play in the game. So the wheels have kind of come off for Chi High here after the Babiarz goal. And then a cheap one for the Evergreens from Matthew Yonke. 4-1 now. And off the faceoff, Evergreens control the puck. Alex Degner sends it around the net. Degner gets it back, and the Evergreens look to clear the puck out. Degner's stick got tied up here. Puck is briefly loose in the zone. And here comes Avery Allard out to center ice. Allard with Babiarz trailing. Allard backhand save. Didn't get much on that backhand. Might have been a better idea to leave it for Babiarz trailing the play, but instead it's a save and covered up. Well, you can afford those kinds of mistakes when you're up 4-1. Sean Diebold went down and covered up here, so we're going to have a face-off coming to Diebold's left. And Matthew Yonke, now a goal scorer, is going to take the draw for D.C. Everest. Chi High wins that draw, sends it cross ice, and gets it out of the zone. Nate Bruns retreats for the Evergreens. And Derek Tomchek along the near boards. Evergreens fighting for this puck at center ice. Chippewa Falls takes it away. Chippewa Falls has a 3-on-2 opportunity, skating in. Backhand just misfired. Danny Tyson. Tyson, that leading goal scorer, didn't get much on the backhand shot and put it wide far post. Tyson tried to shoot again. That was a bad angle and deflected by one of the Evergreens defenders. Now it's behind the net. Holding the puck in at the blue line is Ryan Swenson. But now the Evergreens have it. Cross ice, Nate Bruns. Bruns is behind his net. Bruns looking to pass forward to Seth Jaglinski. There's a nice pass forward to Matthew Yonke. Evergreens are onside, skating in Chris Babiarz. Babiarz had his stick tied up there and couldn't control it. Comes back out across the blue line. Now Bruns onside for the Evergreens into the corner. That's poke checked away. And Chippewa Falls coming back the other way. And here's Drew Steinmetz. Steinmetz is in the corner looking to center. He's checked off the puck. And Bryce Dively comes away for the Evergreens. Dively ahead to one of his teammates, Grant Dennis. Evergreens have a 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Dennis shot deflected. All the wide post was open sail just wide. Goalie out of position there. Evergreens hold it in. Avery Allard slap shot just went wide again. Evergreens looking for more on this 4-1 lead. It's behind the net now for Bryce Dively. Dively is looking to center, a little wide for Chris Sackman, taken away, and Chippewa Falls comes back. Chi High was going to have a 2-on-2. It was poke-checked away. Evergreens have a man injured down on the ice. Very slow to get up here is Alex Degner. Degner is able to get to his feet, and we're going to have a stoppage. Degner looked like he had the wind knocked out of him. He was on his stomach and is able to get himself over to the bench. And we're going to have a penalty coming up here against Chippewa Falls on that hit. Penalty box opens up, and Craig Hansman, this is the second time Hansman's been in the penalty box here. So the Evergreens are going to go on a power play with a 4-1 lead. Evergreens are 0-2 with the man advantage. But with this three-goal lead, got to figure, if you light the lamp one more time, it's good night, Irene. Face-off is going to come to Sean Diebold's right. Chris Babiarz controls the draw. Nate Bruns got a shot that didn't go through cleanly. Bruns looking for that rebound, sent it wide. And Michael Plaza here. In fact, they're calling a two-minute unsportsmanlike here. Hansman is lucky that it wasn't worse. Actually, it is going to be a major misconduct there against Chippewa Falls. And Chris Babiarz fights forward in the corner. Evergreens have it behind the net. Evergreens with a 5-on-4 advantage for another minute and a half. Babiarz centering in front. He's looking for Plaza. It's loose in front. Diebold didn't see the puck for a moment. He was able to cover up. And now the puck is loose and goes all the way around out to the red line, where the Evergreens will get Babiarz with his stick on it. Babiarz is looking for his teammate, Brady Burrell. Burrell's shot went wide off the blocker and out of play. 1:10 left in the 5-on-4 advantage for the Evergreens. Just under 11 minutes left in the game. And DC Everest finds themselves up 4-1 over Chippewa Falls, a 15-win team. If Chippewa Falls loses tonight, it's the first time they'd be on a two-game losing streak all year. Evergreens control the faceoff. Dively holds it in at the blue line. And now to Chris Sackman in the corner. Goes back out to Dively. Evergreens barely hold the zone in. Dively goes in the corner, trying to play a two-man game with Sackman. And now Sackman looks to get it behind the net. Evergreens trying to center there, still behind the net. Fighting for it there is Grant Dennis. Now Chippewa Falls gets it all the way down the ice. Actually put it on goal all the way down. Michael Moe covers up, and the Evergreens will rush with 35 seconds left in their 5-on-4. Along the far boards, here's Bryce Dively. Dively's into the zone, taken down. There's lucky there's not another penalty there. Instead, we play on loose in front, and trying for the rebound is Nate Brun. Still loose in front. Brun's fighting for it, slid wide of the far post. And Bryce Dively tries to hold the zone. Chippewa Falls skates it out of there and slides it down the ice along the near boards. Michael Moe out of net to retrieve it. Just 10 seconds left in the man advantage for the Evergreens. Evergreens shuttle it forward to Chris Sackman. Evergreens are onside. Nope, poke checked out, back over the blue line. So the Evergreens are 0-3 on the power play. Not that it matters at this 4-1 advantage. 9.5 minutes left, back to even strength. Chippewa Falls onside, coming back. Austin Jordan looked to center into the skates of one of the Evergreens defensemen. And Chris Babiarz clears it. Michael Plaza's there. Plaza looking to center. He had Avery Allard there in front. Evergreens with a rebound shot off the blocker of goalie Diebold. Evergreens again looking for more. Counterattack here. Long pass right on the tape for Austin Jordan. But Jordan couldn't control it. Jordan skates all the way into the net and had something to say to Michael Moe. The net comes free and we've got a stoppage. Very physical there, because right now Chi-High is a frustrated hockey team. Michael Moe okay? He steps aside while the net is put back on its moorings. Yeah, Michael Moe's all right. Austin Jordan, who has the Chi-High goal, lost control of the puck while he was skating in and kept right on going. Knocked the net free and made pretty good contact with Michael Moe. We play on. Faceoff will come outside the blue line. Chris Babiarz wins the draw, goes back to one of his Evergreens teammates, Alex Degner. Puck is now along the near boards with Michael Plaza fighting for it. Degner now goes cross ice. So with the Evergreens up 4-1 and Wausau West their next opponent, got a whistle and a stoppage. The Evergreens are offside. I mean, you'd like to avoid any serious injuries here. You've got a tough conference opponent against Wausau West on Thursday at Marathon Park. So you'd like these final 9 minutes to be as non-bruising as possible. Evergreens control the faceoff, sending into the corner just outside the blue line. Fighting for it there for DC Everest is Grant Dennis. Chippewa Falls has the puck there, trying to get it out. Chi-High could rush here, and now breaking free. Here's a nice piece of skating from Zaseg, and sliding from behind is Avery Allard to disrupt it. Allard caught up with that loose skater very quickly and got a stick there to disrupt what would have been a good scoring opportunity. Come back to center ice, and Chippewa Falls tries to get another rush going here. On to Austin Jordan, and Chippewa Falls will get a change here as the Evergreens take the puck away. Evergreens go cross ice to Chris Sackman. Sackman with a shot on goal. It is off the blocker, and there was no one in front to get that rebound, though. He let that fly from just over the blue line on the near boards. Now the puck is in the corner. Evergreens look to center. Nope, goes into the corner there. Alex Degner will fight it out, and Chippewa Falls sends it out to center ice. One-on-one coming back the other way to Steinmetz. Centers to one of his teammates, and a save from Michael Moe! Danny Tyson, the leading goal scorer, had a 3-on-2 as Chippewa Falls had two men trailing the play, had numbers, and Michael Mose sticked it aside. Think that went either off the stick or blocker. Nice chance there denied by Michael Moe. The Evergreens keep their lead at 4-1. Chippewa Falls controls the draw. Shot on goal there. Didn't get through cleanly. Steinmetz tried the backhand. Now it's into the corner. Chi-Hi with a lot of opportunities and only one goal. Looking to center there from Steinmetz. He couldn't get a stick on it. Slides all the way down. And Diebold, the Wisconsin Rapids goalie, comes out and will leave it for one of his teammates. 7.5 minutes left to play. Evergreens 4, Chippewa Falls 1. Coming back onside is Danny Toyson, leading goal scorer. Carried that one too far and didn't have a good angle along the near post. That's a miss. Into the corner, Derek Tomczyk for DC Everest. Evergreens behind the net. Now out to center ice. Pass long for Matthew Yonke. Yonke controls, but off the backhand has it taken away. Wisconsin Rapids back into the zone there onside. Bailey Decker. Decker, that shot was partially deflected at the blue line. Another shot partially deflected. That was Brady Burrell who disrupted it. Burrell now will fight for it in his own corner as he chases that loose puck out to center ice. And the Evergreens have it along the far side. Here's Nate Bruns. Bruns wraps it all the way around. Goes into the corner where Michael Plaza is fighting for it. Now centering from Brady Burrell, was looking for a man in front. He had Baby Arz there for a moment. Baby Arz couldn't control it in traffic. Evergreens hold it in at the blue line. Evergreens now send it into the corner where Brady Burrell will fight for it. Comes out to the blue line, and the Evergreens can't hold the zone. 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Austin Jordan looking to center, and that's disrupted. Evergreens getting good defensive play. Chris Babyars there was able to get a stick there and disrupt a scoring opportunity. Puck goes all the way back, and it's into the corner, and it's loose. Both teams getting a change. Going to have a penalty coming up here against DC Everest. Chippewa Falls controls the puck, taken away by the DC Everest Evergreens, and we have a stoppage. I think we're going to get Michael Plaza here. Second time that Michael Plaza will head to the penalty box in this game. 2-minute minor coming up. It's only 6 minutes left to play, and the Evergreens have a 3-goal lead. Game becomes a little more interesting if Chi-Hi can get one back here. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union and the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Visit them online at bonejoint.net. So Plaza serves the 2-minute minor. Chippewa Falls controls the faceoff. They go cross ice. They're into the zone onside. Ryan Swenson. Swenson's now behind the net. He's looking to center. Had a man in front and shot deflected. That was interrupted there. Let's see who was blocking that. Derek Tomczyk was there. And now a centering pass is sticked away by Avery Allard. Michael Moe's getting a lot of help. Evergreens have disrupted a lot of things in the zone, and now the Evergreens get it all the way down the ice with 1:20 left in the man advantage. Evergreens up 4-1, but Chippewa Falls on the power play 5-4. All of the goals in today's game. Check that back. The Evergreens, I was going to say all the goals have come at even strength. The Evergreens do have a power play. I said earlier incorrectly that the Evergreens were 0-for-3 on the power play. They, in fact, are 1-for-3 on the power play. Chi-Hi here is on their third power play opportunity. They have not scored. They're getting organized here back at the red line. Here's a pass forward. Up, they're offside. They go back out and tag it up. And now the Evergreens take it away. Danny Toyson, leading goal scorer, was into the zone early and cost his team an opportunity. Had to go back out, and the Evergreens send the puck all the way down to the corner. 40 seconds left in this Evergreens penalty kill. And Chippewa Falls, behind their own net, now starts their next rush. They wait to be onside, skating into the zone. Shot, Michael Moe, save. Popped up off his stick, and Michael Moe gloves it. Was put on goal by Ryan Swenson, and there's only 24 seconds left in the one-man advantage. And now we're going to have a penalty called against Chippewa Falls. This power play has just come to an end. They're going to take Danny Toyson, the leading scorer. Let's see what this penalty is all about. So we will skate 4-on-4 for 24 seconds, and the Evergreens have about a minute and a half of a man advantage. Toyson is called for slashing here. and the Evergreens come out to center ice. 4-on-4 hockey with the Evergreens up 4-1. They're onside. Bryce Dively. It's behind the net. Evergreens look to center. Dively didn't know where the puck is. Right on the doorstep. A backhand opportunity is stick saved away. And now the 4-on-4 period has come to an end. Evergreens have a 5-on-4 opportunity. Man on the doorstep was Grant Dennis, who's looking for his second goal tonight. Dennis has it behind the net, trying to center, still behind the net. Evergreens fight for it. Bryce Dively, they're on the power play for a minute 20, and there's only 3.5 minutes to play. So this power play denies scoring opportunities. Loose in front, got a shot and a save. We're going to have another penalty coming up here. And this penalty is going to be against Chippewa Falls. The Evergreens are soon going to be up 5-4. They have the puck. A chance to rush the length of the ice. The Evergreens have the goalie off, too, so they have a two-man advantage here. Long pass on goal. Coming back is Michael Plaza. Save. Loose in front. Oh, Babiar's almost got the rebound. Now we've got a stoppage in the corner. 50 seconds left in the power play, and another Chi-High player is going to be taken off here. The Evergreens will be 5-on-3 for 50 seconds. Then we'll have another man advantage for 1:10. There's only 3:19 left. Coming off the ice is Bailey Decker. Decker and Tyson are both in the sin bin, and those are two of Chi-High's best players. So how do you mount this comeback if you're trailing 4-1? The right answer is you probably don't. Chris Babiarz is going to take the draw for the Evergreens to goalie Dybal's left. In fact, wow, they're calling a four-minute major here on the other player who was just taken. Wow. Bailey Decker. Decker is called for tripping and then unsportsmanlike conduct. So Chi-High is two men short now, 5-on-3, and they're going to be one man short for the remainder of the game. So the Evergreens look like they're sitting pretty here. Evergreens with the 5-on-4 advantage. There's a bad pass, and Chippewa Falls is going to try and rush down here into the corner. Drew Steinmetz. Again, it is 5-on-3 hockey here. And Chippewa Falls is trying to hold that into the corner, and the Evergreens come away with it. Evergreens will rush the length of the ice. They have this two-man advantage for only 15 seconds more. Babiarz comes onside. Babiarz tries the backhand, now centers around. Leaves it for his teammate Avery Allard. Shot save, loose in front. Michael Moe just missed wide. Evergreens have it in the corner. Only 4 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Evergreens are behind the net looking to center. Now it's 5-on-4. Back at the point. A lot of traffic in front. Wrist shot and a save from Avery Allard. Comes back the other way. Short-handed 2-on-1 opportunity the other way. Centering and a goal. A short-handed goal for Chippewa Falls. Short-handed, Chi-High has just scored, coming back 2-1 the other way. I think that may have been Ryan Swenson who came and got it. We will wait for the scoring information. It is 4-2 with only 2:15 left in the game. Not sure there's all that much that Michael Moe could do there on a 2-on-1 breakaway. Ryan Swartzen gets credit for the goal. And it's Danny Toyson who gets the assist. And the Evergreens control the faceoff. We're going to go under 2 minutes to play here. And there's a shot off the faceoff that comes just wide from Bryce Dively. Evergreens leading 2-1. And they have a 5-on-4 advantage. Puck is loose the other way, and Wisconsin Rapids with another short-handed opportunity. Toysin tried the backhand. Josh Flagg was there. Shot goes wide. Evergreens, 5-on-4 advantage, but Wisconsin Rapids trying to generate some short-handed opportunities for themselves. Now the Evergreens come back the other way. Here's Bryce Dively. Evergreens are onside. Dively can't control the puck. Goes into the corner. It's behind the net. Under 2 minutes to play now. Grant Dennis was checked off the puck there, and Wisconsin Rapids sent it down the length of the ice. Again, the Evergreens, because of this misconduct penalty, are going to be 5-on-4 for the rest of the game. And the Evergreens still have this 2-1 lead. Minute and a half left to play here. Put on goal by Grant Dennis, and a save down low by Sean Dybal. Clock stops with 1:31 to play. Evergreens Hockey is brought to you by Tulusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Chris Babiarz takes the draw. Brady Burrell tries to corral it, comes back out to the blue line. Shot goes high from Avery Allard back near the blue line. Now it's in the corner. Evergreens' Brady Burrell fights for it. 1:20 left in the game, and the Evergreens are up 4-2. The Evergreens keeping the puck here in their own end. Michael Plaza fighting for it on the boards. Came briefly loose. Chippewa Falls comes back the other way. Cross-ice pass. Chippewa Falls is playing shorthanded, 5-4. Loose at center ice, and Chris Babiarz gets it to the Evergreens. Babiarz happy to just keep it on his stick. Under a minute to play here, and the Evergreens still have that two-goal lead. Pushing forward, Nate Bruns. Bruns sends it all the way into the corner, where Brady Burrell can't quite get it, and we've got a whistle, and we'll have a stoppage, 47 seconds left. And it looks like the Evergreens are going to make this two-goal lead stand up after giving up one shorthanded. Actually, the puck went out of play. We're going to come back down to the Evergreens' end for a faceoff. So Michael Moe may be tested once or twice more before this game goes final. Faceoff is going to come to Michael Moe's left. Babiarz will take the draw against Tyler Anderson, and it came loose in front, and it looks like Michael Moe got a blocker or a glove on that. Now it's into the corner, 40 seconds left. Evergreens holding the 4-2 lead. Now it comes out to Chippewa Falls. Shot save! Ryan Swenson put it on net, and Michael Moe sticked it aside. Half minute to go. Chris Babiarz on the counterattack. Babiarz lost control of the puck, and now we're loose at center ice. Got a big hit and a takedown. That's a dirty play. Hit from behind, and you know what? Michael Plaza just threw a punch because he was taken down from behind, and the referees separate them with 18 seconds left. Danny Toyson and Michael Plaza. Toyson initiated it. They're going to take them both off the ice. Michael Plaza was down on one knee, and Toyson grabbed his skate from behind as he was trying to get up and yanked him back to the ice. And Michael Plaza took exception to it and threw a punch back. And the official saw all of it. Both are in the penalty box. 15 seconds left in this game. And you'd like to get out of here without things getting any more physical than that. Toyson initiated the action. And it was kind of a dirty play, but Michael Plaza's got to know better not to retaliate there, particularly at this stage of the game with your team up by two goals. Puck drops, 10 seconds left. It's behind the net for Avery Allard of D.C. Everest, and that's where this game is going to come to an end. Final horn sounds, and the D.C. Everest Evergreens, congratulations. The Evergreens have defeated the Chippewa Falls High School Cardinals 4-2. Evergreens got two goals in this third period, which put them up 4-1. They gave up a shorthanded goal with 2 minutes left that didn't really make much of a difference. Let's make sure that these teams can shake hands and get out of here without any incident, because it was chippy and physical towards the end of this game. We'll be back to wrap it up after a two-minute break. The Evergreens have made it two in a row. They beat Chi-High 4-2. Back in two on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
It's Practical Polly Radio. I've switched to cooking with healthier oils. So now what do I do with all these tubs of lard? Skinny jeans feeling too tight? A bit of lard on your hips and thighs, and those pants slide on like a dream. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold
I want to
day.
Be a football
I want to
stadium.
Be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Fox.
I'm Chris Conley back at the Green Heck Fieldhouse, where just moments ago the D.C. Everest hockey team defeated Chippewa Falls 4-2. The Evergreens were outshot 36-22 in the game, and the Evergreens still come away with a two-goal victory. This was a 2-1 hockey game at the start of the third period. Chris Babiarz gave the Evergreens a 3-1 lead when he hit the near post and got the puck to deflect into the net. Assist from Michael Plaza and Nate Bruns. Bruns had a good game tonight, scored a goal back in the first period and gets an assist for the Evergreens. So D.C. Everest was up 3-1, and then just 30 seconds later, the Evergreens got a goal from Matthew Yonke, and it was kind of a cheap one. Chippewa Falls had the puck behind the net they were looking to clear, and it was a bad pass. Went on to Yonke's stick, and Yonke was able to put it past goalie Sean Dybel, and that gave the Evergreens a 4-1 lead. And that really was the goal that put this game out of reach. The Evergreens were on a 5-on-3 advantage for a portion of the third period, late in the third period, and then had a 5-on-4 for the remainder of the game because of a 4-minute major. Chippewa Falls did score a shorthanded goal from Ryan Swenson to get it to 4-2, but Chippewa Falls could get no closer. The victory tonight brings the D.C. Everest Evergreens to 11-8-0 overall. This being a non-conference game, the Evergreens stay at 5-4 in Valley Conference play. And Chippewa Falls, I sort of think that their record may be a little deceptive because a lot of their non-conference games came against lesser opponents. Chippewa Falls suffers their sixth defeat of the season. They fall to 11-6-1. And in Big Rivers Conference play, Chi-Hi is only 2-4-1 for the year. Michael Moe with 34 saves tonight. He allowed only two goals. Sean Dybel was credited for 18 saves, but allowed four to get past him in what turns into an Evergreens 4-2 victory, as D.C. Everest is playing very good hockey now, and that's what will make the matchup Thursday night against Wausau West very interesting. That is our next D.C. Everest hockey broadcast. Thursday at 7, we've got a date at Marathon Park. Hope to have a lot of Evergreens fans come out for that. And if you can't, we will have it for you right here on Fox Sports Radio. Our next Evergreens basketball broadcast is tomorrow night. Join us at 7:15 with a tip-off at 7:30 as the D.C. Everest boys look to get back on track against second-place Marshfield. That's going to do it tonight. Our final score for Evergreens hockey from Green Heck: D.C. Everest defeats Chippewa Falls 4-2. Thanks for being a part of our Fox Sports Radio broadcast on AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.